If you have your Bibles this morning, I would like to ask you to please turn in your Bibles to 1 Peter chapter 2. 1 Peter. 1 Peter chapter 2. I would like to read the first five verses. 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 1 through 5. We began a couple of weeks ago trying to look at some of the purposes of the Word of God. It's important that we understand why God has given us the Bible. I think the more we understand why we have the Word of God, the greater appreciation we'll have of God's Word. The Word of God says in 1 Samuel chapter 3 that the Word of the Lord was precious in those days. That is, the people highly esteemed the Word of God. The people appreciated the Word of God. As we read the Word of God, we find that there are other occasions where the people had very little concern for the Word of God. And I believe that in our nation today that there's very little knowledge of the Word of God, and there's a tremendous amount of ignorance of the Word of God, and that leads to false teachings from the pulpit. So I encourage you to study the Bible. I encourage you to find out, why do we have the Bible? Why has God given us the Holy Word? One of the reasons is given again this morning in 1 Peter chapter 2. Read the first five verses. The Word of God says, "Wherefore, laying apart or laying aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisies and envies and all evil speakings, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the Word, that ye may grow thereby. If so be that ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious, to whom, coming as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious, ye also, as lively stones, are built up a spiritual house and holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ." Now, go back to verse 2, and the Word of God tells us in the second verse, "As newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the Word, that ye may," what's the last two words say? "That ye may grow thereby." So one of the purposes of the Word of God, one of the purposes of the preaching of the Word of God, one of the reasons that we have to read the Word of God is for the people of God to grow. Now, the Word of God does not cause anybody to be saved eternally, and the Word of God does not cause anybody to be born again, but after somebody has been quickened by the blood of Jesus Christ, after they have been born of the Spirit of God, the Word of God brings about growth in the lives of the people of God. And we need to grow. We need to grow spiritually, and without the Word of God, we cannot become full, mature Christians. We need the Word of God to grow up. You know, sometimes, I remember when I was a teenager, sometimes my daddy would say, "Grow up." That is, it's time for you to act like a man. It's time for you to grow up. It's time for you to be more mature than what you're acting right now. Well, just as that's true with people, and you know, sometimes people are 25, 30, 35 years old, and they still haven't grown up in a natural way. They're still children. The Word of God says that in malice we're to be children, but in understanding we're to be what? We're to be men. In malice, be children, but in understanding, we're to be men. Now, you cannot be a mature child of God that has a lot of understanding if you don't know the Word of God. The Word of God helps the people of God to grow up spiritually and to be mature Christians. And if we're not really hearing and understanding and believing and obeying the Word of God, we never do grow up. So he says right here, he says, desire the sincere milk of the Word, that ye may grow thereby. Little Michael that's here this morning, he's already had a bottle, or maybe more than one bottle today. Why is he drinking that milk? Why is he eating that milk? He's eating that milk And the parents are giving him that milk so that he can grow up, so that he can become a grown, mature man of God. Listen, brethren, there's going to come a time in his life that he's going to outgrow just eating milk. There ought to come a time when he begins to eat other things, and eventually he'll begin, if he grows and God blesses his life, he'll begin to eat meat as well as milk. He'll continue to grow and eat all kinds of good food for his body. Likewise, in the lives of the people of God, you cannot take the meat of the Word of God. The Bible is compared to spiritual food. And you can't take the meat of God's Word if you haven't been taking the milk and grow by taking the milk. You'll never be able to digest the meat of God's Word. And if you remain a babe in Christ, if you don't grow spiritually by living the Word of God, hearing, believing, and obeying the Word of God, if you don't grow up, there's something that will happen to you without fail. You know what happens to God's people when they don't take the Word of God and desire the sincere milk of the Word and grow and keep growing to the point that they can take in all of God's Word, take in the meat of God's Word? Do you know what happens to God's children that remain babes in Christ? They're destroyed. That's exactly right, Brother Jerry. The Word of God says, "My people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge." Now, Peter was a man that knew something about almost being destroyed, didn't he? Peter knew something about being tempted and about denying Christ. Peter knew something about the devil getting hold of him and sifting him as wheat. And so it is that Peter's now writing to the people of God, to the saints of God. He's writing to the elect family of God. You go back and read the beginning of this. He's speaking to the children of God, and he says to God's children, he says, we better desire the sincere milk of the Word so that we can grow. Why? So that we will not be destroyed. Because, what does he say? Now this is 1 Peter chapter 2. What does he tell us in chapter 5 about the devil? 1 Peter chapter 5, what does he tell us about the devil? 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 8, he says in 1 Peter 5, 8, be sober. Be sober. Be mature. Be serious minded. Be sober. Be vigilant. Because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may what? Seeking whom he may devour. I want to ask you a question. Are there some of God's children that are open season for the devil? Are there some of God's children that he can devour? Who is it that he can devour? That's exactly right. Those that are not growing up, whenever a lion goes out and begins to look at a herd of gazelles or any other kind of wild animals out there, that lion begins to look for the weak and those that are not strong and the young ones, and they look for them and they begin to approach them, and as that herd runs, they don't pick out the mature ones, they pick out the weak ones, they pick out those that are not strong. Likewise, the devil is as a roaring lion today going to and fro on the earth, seeking whom he may devour. And he will devour me, and he will devour you, unless we are mature Christians. Now, I do believe that while we are babes in Christ, and we are receiving the Word of God, I believe that God puts a protective hedge round about us. I believe there's a special measure of grace that God has for His people. And then as they begin to grow, He begins to feed them other things. But listen, brethren, if God's people don't desire the sincere milk of the Word, and if they don't take in the Word, and if they're not doers of the Word as well as hearers, they will perish. God's children can be destroyed in this world. I'm not talking about eternal living in eternal hell, but I'm talking about God's children who've been redeemed by the blood of Christ living in a hell here on this earth. And it all is a result of God's children not desiring the sincere milk of the Word. I'm talking about sincere milk. You know, you can take poison milk, can't you? Or have any of you ever tasted some bad milk? Have any of you ever opened a bottle of, Chris opened a thing of milk the other day and the top just poof, just blew off. Listen, brethren, you know that's bad milk. And there's a lot of bad milk out there in the world today. There are a lot of people that are drinking bad milk. There are people that are drinking milk. It is not the sincere milk of the Word of God. We need the truth of God's Word. This idea that it doesn't make any difference what you believe, doesn't make any difference what church you go to, it does make a difference, because there is polluted milk, there is diluted milk, there is milk that has poison in it. And unless the people of God are desiring the sincere milk of the Word of God, they cannot grow. In fact, they can be hurt by milk that is not the true Word of God. There are a lot of children of God today that are not hearing the sincere, the true, the honest, the unpolluted and undiluted Word of God. We need to pray, God, help us to hear the sincere milk of the Word. Help us to desire the sincere milk of the Word. That we may what? That we may grow thereby. Why? Because if you don't grow, what's going to happen to you? You will be destroyed. Why will you be destroyed? How will you be destroyed? You'll be destroyed because you'll be a weakling. And as a weak sheep, you are easy prey for the roaring lion. Look now at 2 Peter chapter 3. This is a theme that Peter writes about as he continues writing to God's children. In 2 Peter chapter 3, I want you to know and remember now. Remember that in 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 1, he says, desire the sincere milk of the Word, that ye may grow thereby. What's one of the reasons that we're looking at this morning? What's one of the reasons God's given us His Holy Word? So that we can what? So that we can grow. That's right. So we can grow. Okay, he says in 2 Peter chapter 3, listen now to verse 17. He says, ye therefore, this is 2 Peter 3:17, ye therefore, beloved, seeing ye know these things before, beware lest ye also. Now, is he talking about children of God here? How do you know he's talking about children of God? Well, something else. Ye therefore, what's the next word? Ye therefore, beloved, seeing ye know these things before, beware lest ye also, being led away with the error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness. Can God's people, can the beloved of God who have known the truth, can they, the Scripture uses the expression here, being led away with the error of the wicked. Can you be led away with the error of the wicked? How can you be led away with the error of the wicked? The only way that God's people are ever led away with the error of the wicked is if they have not been receiving and desiring the sincere milk of the Word, and they haven't been growing. They're not able to distinguish between truth and error. And you can be, and I can be, led away with the error of the wicked. Do you see the importance of you reading and studying God's Word? Doesn't matter whether it's me or some other preacher. You need to receive the Word with all readiness of mind, and then you need to search the Scriptures whether those things are that are preached are so or not. Otherwise, you will be led away with the error of the wicked. And there are many, many of God's children. There are many churches today that are, the Word of God says, they're silly women led captive by the devil. That is, they're churches that did not do one thing. What did they not do? They did not desire, that's right, they did not desire the sincere milk of the Word. They were not hungry for the Word of God. They did not study the Word of God, and they did not obey the Word of God, and the bottom consequence is they did not grow, and when they did not grow, Satan destroyed them because they were led away with the error of the wicked. And after he says in 2 Peter 3:17, after he says, we better beware lest we being led away with the error of the wicked, what's the next statement he makes in verse 18? 2 Peter 3:18, he says, but what? 2 Peter 3:18. But grow. Now, what has He told us in the first letter? How has He told us to grow? Desire the sincere milk of the Word, that ye may grow thereby. What's the very last words that Peter ever writes down? He says, but grow. Grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To Him be glory both now and forever. Amen. The last thing he says, the last words he ever writes down that are recorded in the Word of God are, grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior. We need to grow We need to grow up. We need to be mature Christians. And let me tell you something, brethren. As long as you live in this world, you'll never get full grown. Okay? I want you to remember that. Spiritually, you cannot reach a point where you know all the Word of God. You'll never reach a point where you don't need the sincere milk of the Word. And you'll never reach a point where you don't need the meat of God's Word. The Apostle Paul said he had not shunned to declare unto the people, all the counsel of God's Word. It is my duty and responsibility to give you the milk and the meat and the vegetables. It's my responsibility to give you all of God's Word. And if I fail to give you all the Word of God, if you fail to keep growing, if you fail to do what God's Word tells you to do, you will not grow and you will perish. And I will perish if I don't do what God's Word says. But can we grow? Can we grow? Keep growing. Keep growing. Go with me back to Hebrews just a moment. Please look in your Bibles. Back up about 10 pages before. It's back up to about 10 pages before we're reading here in 2 Peter. Look at Hebrews chapter 5. Hebrews chapter 5. The Apostle Paul had a real problem in his life, and that is that he had been feeding them the milk of the Word and continued to feed them the milk of the Word and continued to feed them the milk of the Word and he continued to feed them the milk of the Word because every time he tried to give them some meat, what did they do? What do babies do? What do children do when you start out trying to, some of you mamas, what do babies do when you start giving them other stuff? All right, they begin to choke on it. They begin to spit it out. You grind it up. Any of you ever seen those little jars of baby food? It may say chicken or turkey. But what's it look like? It looks like mush. That's right. Why? Because those babies, when they first start getting that meat, they can't take bites of meat like a grown person can. But they still need the meat, even if it's ground up and it looks like mush, and to adults it tastes like mush. But listen, brethren, to those babies, they need that nourishment. Likewise, children of God, when they come to the house of God, I believe that God sets the table for His people, and I believe that there are those that are babes in Christ, that all they can take is the Word, the sincere milk of the Word, and God gives them the Word. He gives them the milk. And I believe there are others of God's children that are in the process of growing, and they're growing and growing, and as they're growing, they get more out of the Word of God. The banqueting table, as it's set before God's people, it has everything that everybody in the house of God needs. There's something there for all of God's children. But what's sad is when God's people rebel against God's Word and spit God's Word out and say, I won't have that doctrine. I don't want any part of that part of God's Word. When you spit it out, you don't want part of God's Word. Won't you understand you're not going to grow? You're going to perish. Hebrews 5 verse 11 says, Paul, by inspiration of God, as he writes to the Hebrews, he says in Hebrews 5:11, of whom we have many things to say, and hard to be uttered, seeing ye are dull of hearing. You ever get dull of hearing? Tired of hearing? I'm not going to ask you to raise your hand, but do you ever get tired of hearing your wife talk? Anybody here ever get tired of hearing your wife talk? Don't raise your hand. But do you ever get tired of hearing your children talk? Do you ever get tired of hearing the preacher talk? Now, what causes people to get tired of hearing or dull of hearing? What is it? What is it? What is it that causes? You just think. What is it that causes people to get dull of hearing? Okay, all those things are true. You've got your own, the Spirit of God hopefully is speaking to your heart about different reasons people get dull of hearing. And the same thing applies in the spiritual realm. There are times that people get dull of hearing. They're not interested in the Word of God. There are people that go to God's house every Sunday. They're no more interested in hearing the Word of God than an animal is. God's children sometimes are dull of hearing. They're not interested in the Word of God. They don't want the Word of God. They're dull of hearing. That's the condition these people are in that Paul's writing to right here. He says, I have many things to say, but you're dull of hearing. Listen to verse 12. Verse 12, he says, when for the time ye ought to be teachers. Now it was time for them to be what? It was time for them to be teachers, teaching other people. When for the time ye ought to be teachers, ye have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God. Sister Michelle Street, teaching the third grade this year, second grade, did teach kindergarten. Are you teaching the second graders the same thing you taught the kindergartners? Tell you, any second grade teacher that's still having to teach what they taught the kindergartners, something wrong with it. Either something wrong, bad wrong with the children, or something wrong with the teachers, one of the two. They should grow. And the Apostle Paul says it's time for you to be teachers. And you have need that somebody teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God. And are become as such as have need of milk and not of strong meat. Now, what was he saying? It was time they ought to be having strong meat. It was time they ought to have grown up. You know, the only thing that makes God people mature is when they take the milk of the Word and they are actively serving God, and they grow by doing what the milk says, and they then grow and they're able then to start taking in some meat. You're not going to be doing what God's Word says. If you're not actively serving God, you're going to just still want milk and milk and milk and milk. Or you might want to hear some fancy doctrines and some deep teachings, but the only reason you want it is so you can impress somebody else with what you know. Listen, brethren, it's important that we grow up. And the only thing that will help us grow up is the Word of God. So he says, everyone, verse 13, after he's just said that you have need of milk and not of strong meat, he says in verse 13, for everyone that useth milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. Are there many people that have been in the church years and years and they're still babes in Christ? There are false doctrines that are being promoted among primitive Baptists today, and people read it and they hear it preached, and they have no idea false doctrines are being taught. Been in church all their lives, 50, 60, and 70 years, and still don't even know what truth is. Now that's a shame and a disgrace. And they'll perish. And you'll perish, and I'll perish, unless we begin to learn what the truth is. And stand up for the truth. And when somebody starts promoting something that's false doctrine, they start trying to hand out milk that's polluted. You have a responsibility to stand up and say, that's false doctrine. That's milk that's polluted. Don't drink that. It'll hurt you. The Bible says, mark them which cause divisions and offenses contrary to the truth. Mark them and avoid them. The idea that we're supposed to all be one big happy family is causing many of God's children to perish because they're drinking polluted milk. They're drinking milk that's rotten. It's killing them. Destroying them. Many churches are dying today. Many churches are dying today because the people have not grown up. He says in verse 14, but strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use. Now what does that mean? They've used the Word of God. Does that mean they've just sat around the house reading and studying all the time? No. What does it mean? Who by reason of use, they've taken the Word of God. They've applied the Word of God to their lives. They're doers of God's Word. Who by reason of use, they have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. They're able to tell the difference in what's right and what's wrong. They look at their own lives and they can tell the difference in what's right and what's wrong, what's truth and what's false. They can tell the difference in the devil speaking and God speaking. Did you know many of God's people, they hear the devil speak and they think the Lord has spoken to them. You know why? Because their spiritual senses are not exercised. You know why their spiritual senses are not exercised? It's because they haven't taken the milk of the Word and used the Word of God, been active in the Word of God. They didn't grow up, and therefore they're unskillful in the Word of God, not being able to discern both good and evil. Can God's children be babes and remain babes in Christ? If I had shown up today, you had walked in the church, if you had walked in the church this morning, and I had on just a pair of diapers, and I'm standing here in the pulpit with a pair of diapers and a big bottle in my mouth, I'm just standing here, probably most of you would have left. Would you not have left? Would you have not thought that he's off his rocker and I don't know what else he might do? But the point I'm trying to get across is this, brethren. You and I, as the people of God, we need to realize that when we claim to be Christians, and we've been claiming for years to be Christians, and people look at us, and all they see is some immature babe in Christ, it looks just as foolish as if I was standing here in a pair of diapers and a bottle in my mouth. There are children of God that are still going around with pacifiers in the mouth. Did you know that? Still babes in Christ. Immature. You ever seen children pitch a fit? Listen, brethren, when they pitch a fit, you know there's something to do when they pitch a fit. And children of God, whenever they begin to have a major problem in their lives, they need to understand that it's often a result of immaturity. You ever seen brothers and sisters in Christ in the church? Have you ever seen brothers and sisters in Christ act like children and just fuss and fight like little babies, little children? Well, listen, brethren, they need to get over it. They need to grow up. Be mature. Go with me in closing to one other scripture, if you will, please. Back up in your Bibles to... Let's go to 2 Thessalonians in closing. A lot of other scriptures that talk about being babes in Christ. But I want you to look at 2 Thessalonians. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. And I want you to see here's an example of some very mature Christians. Here's an example of some Christians that grew up. Here's an example of some scriptures they desired the sincere milk of the Word. They drank the milk. They drank the sincere milk of the Word. They spit out anything that wasn't true, but they took in the Word of God, and they lived the Word of God, and they began to take in more and more milk, and they began to take in the meat of God's Word, and they became spiritually mature adults, Christians. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, beginning in verse 3, the Word of God says in 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 3, "We are bound to thank God always for you, brethren, as it is meet, because your faith..." What are the next two words there? Your faith what? "Groweth exceedingly." Now that's something the Apostle Paul spoke to two or three different times in the Scriptures. He talked about people that their faith was spoken of abroad. Other people knew about their faith. Other people knew about their spiritual maturity. He says, "I thank God for you because your faith groweth exceedingly." How did their faith grow exceedingly? They took the Word of God. They used the Word of God. They were mature Christians and their faith grew. Can your faith grow? Now, God gives you faith as part of the fruit of the Spirit of God. When you're born of the Spirit of God, God gives you faith. But your faith can grow and should grow. And if your faith is not growing, it's because you're not desiring the sincere milk of the Word. Because one of the reasons God's given us His Word is for us to grow up. So He says, "Your faith groweth exceedingly, and the charity of every one of you all toward each other aboundeth." You see the charity abounding? You see the faith growing exceedingly? I pray God will help us, brethren, to desire the sincere milk of the Word. It's not for dead alien sinners. You pour all the milk in this world in a dead person, and it's not going to help them one iota. Did you know that? You can pour it in him all you want to. It's not going to bring life to him. It is not the preaching of purpose of the preaching of the gospel to bring life. It's the purpose of the preaching of the gospel to increase strength in those who have life. May God help us to grow by the Word of God is my prayer for Christ's sake.